Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts.
Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according so to glory. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestor worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Left a bit, right a bit.
Yes.
And then this is it. Gosh, this looks precarious.
Okay. I speak, and may we wander in the name of our living God.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to do something a bit unusual today. I'm going to combine our reading with the Holy Baptism Godly Play story. So, our reading is about an encounter between Jesus and a Samaritan woman. And it is an encounter that transforms her, not only because she encounters Jesus, but because Jesus leads her inside, where she encounters deeply who she is inside. She speaks the truth, and that is part of finding out who I am in my deepest being. They meet at a well, so it's a story about water. But Jesus talks about a different kind of water that he calls living water. And he says this living water is something we find within that is gushing up to eternal life. So he means it's water deep inside us that is connecting us to God, the ground of our being, that is grounding us in God. Living water. We will be using water for the baptism, so that's one of the symbols I will be using in our godly play story. Another thing in the reading is that Jesus speaks in three different images about God. He speaks about God as Father, God in Jesus, and God as Spirit, or God as Creator, as Redeemer, as Sustainer, or God beyond, God among, God within. So that's what Christians call the Trinity, the three in one God. So I'm going to start with that, with our godly play story. So, when we will baptize Willow today, we will baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And each circle represents one aspect of God. Let's start first with the circle of God as Father. This is the water we will be using when we baptize Willow. But it's so much more. It's the water of creation. It's the dangerous water of the floods. It's the water the people had to cross to go into freedom. It's the water many of us were baptized in. And it's the water Willow will be baptized in today. But it's a symbol of the inner water that baptism invites her into, a deep well inside of us that grounds us in God. So we've got the first circle, God as Father. Let's go to the second one. So we've got already here the Christ candle, but I'm going to light the Christ candle here as well. So in our story, Jesus talks about water, but Jesus said many more things about himself when he did all the amazing things he did and said all the amazing things he said. So one day when people asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am the light." I am the light. And then the third circle. It's the Holy Spirit. The dove rides the invisible wind. The Holy Spirit is invisible. But the Holy Spirit comes to us for comfort and strength. And the Holy Spirit is invisible like this oil. But it's nevertheless there. So, we've got the three different images of God, our understanding of God. I've brought somebody today. I'm going to baptize her here, like Willow will be baptized in a little while. I was told she's called Florence. I've got two more friends here. And they have already been baptized. We've got Sally and we've got Moses. They have already been baptized. So we baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We ask the person to be baptized questions. If the person is small like Willow, we ask parents and godparents. We pray for them. But hang on. Name. The name of this doll is Florence. Names are so important. The name of our baby is Willow. Names are who we are in the depths of ourselves. So Willow will also receive a light. Like Florence is now receiving. Now we'll also take a light for Sally. And just look. I'm lighting it from the Christ candle. And if I were to light a light for each one of us who's been baptized, just imagine how bright this place would be. Are there here about, I don't know, 150, 200 people? Just imagine all the light of these tea lights comes from this one light. And this light doesn't get smaller. This light is inexhaustible. All the light from this one light. I'm going to change the light now. I'm not saying that I'm going to blow it out. I'm going to change it. Just pay attention. So look, the light is there. And when I blow it out, can you see where it's going? It's going to fill the whole church. It's going to become invisible. But it's still there. Just imagine I would light lights for all of us and blow these, change these lights. The whole church would be filled with the light of Christ. So Florence has been sealed by the Holy Spirit, has been marked as Christ's forever. And this is what baptism invites Willow into. Baptism means, is a Greek word, and it means to be dipped, to be immersed into water. Water, light, oil. Three symbols used at our baptism. Amen.